Now turn to section 2. Section 2. A group of people has just arrived at their hotel for a 2-week holiday. The hotel manager is talking to them about some hotel facilities and rules. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 17.
Welcome, everyone. It's nice to see all of you here. I'd like to tell you a bit about the hotel, including a few do's and don'ts. I know you've just had a long trip, so I'll keep it brief so that you can go to your rooms and put your feet up. We want you to relax and enjoy the casual atmosphere of this place. You are on holidays, after all. But I'd ask you not to walk around in bare feet. It's just that it's so easy to bring sand into the building when you come back from the beach. So we'd appreciate it if you could at least wear shoes while on the premises. Oh, and if you want to hire some equipment, you'll find a good range of gear such as beach umbrellas, surfboards, and snorkeling equipment down at the beach cafe for quite reasonable rates. We used to hire out such things from reception, but that was discontinued last year. If you do need to speak to someone at reception, there are staff on duty there 7 days a week, usually either myself, Maureen, or Bruce. The early risers among you might like to go down to the beach to see the sunrise at 6 o'clock, but we're not open till 7 in the morning, and we're here until 6 in the evening. You'll also find a range of brochures about activities and attractions in the district. If you need to contact hotel staff after hours, you can just call 7946 from the phone in your room. The cleaners come in to vacuum the rooms and clean the bathrooms every second day. And the bed sheets and towels are changed twice a week, on Tuesdays and Fridays. Smoking is not allowed inside the building, and we'd also ask you to refrain from smoking when you're near the swimming pool area. If you do need to have a cigarette, you can go out onto your balcony, where you'll also find an ashtray. When you're sitting out on your balcony, you might get a visit from some of the local birds. They're very colorful and friendly. But we'd ask you to resist the temptation to give them something to eat, because they can quickly become dependent on handouts. There's a pond in the garden at the back of the hotel, and we'd appreciate it if you didn't feed the fish. They can get quite ill unless they are given the right kind of food. Just one point on noise. There's a general house rule to keep noise to a minimum after 11 at night. It's fine to enjoy music and lively conversation, but it's important to be considerate and respect everyone's right to have a good sleep.
You now have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
I didn't mean to take up so much of your time, but I've just remembered that I need to tell you a few things about the disposal of garbage. We do like to do things in an environmentally friendly manner around here, and so we recycle garbage where possible. There are separate bins for glass and metal, but we don't yet have a facility in this area for the recycling of plastic. So that should just go in with your general unrecyclable waste, along with food scraps. The gardener wishes he could use them to make compost for the garden, but that's a little impractical at present. It'd be good if you could leave your old newspapers at reception. The local school is involved in a recycling project, and they sent someone to the hotel to pick them up. If it's raining and you don't feel like going out, there are plenty of ways to pass the time in the hotel. There's a gym on the second floor if you want to get some exercise, and a couple of billiard tables in a room next to the gym. For relaxation, there's a coin-operated spa, which is also located on the second floor. If you'd like to watch a movie, you can borrow a DVD from reception and watch it in your room. Also, if you've brought your laptop with you, you can connect to the internet in your room for a small fee. All these rules are designed to ensure you have a pleasant stay here. If any of you has the energy to go out tonight, you'll find there's plenty to do. Just around the corner, there's a nightclub if you feel like some dancing. But if you want to have a few drinks without the music, there's a bar in the center of town. But you'll need to take a taxi to get there. There's also a cinema and even a casino down there. If you like to sing, you'll find a karaoke club right across the road from the hotel. Anyway, I hope you all have a very happy stay with us.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.